Hello and welcome to As I See It, a podcast series brought to you by Bob Larrivee Consultancy. This series is designed to provide you with educational information and news related to information management, process improvement, and process automation that you can apply in your own business practices. I'm Bob Larrivee. Thank you for joining. In this episode, titled Change Requires Respect, we look at the interrelationship between technology change, changes in your business landscape, and the impact that change management has. You know, in this time when digital transformation is the business mantra, change management is essential. Because it's not just about technology, but changing the culture and the way businesses interact with each other and with external parties. What we're talking about here is respect. For this podcast, I've broken the word respect down, and we'll look at each of the letters, R-E-S-P-E-C-T, and define what each one of those means in relation to change management. Beginning with R, we realize that everybody's view is different based on where they are in an organization and their role in getting the job done. A frontline worker, for example, will see things differently than the manager or senior management. So we need to realize and understand that everybody's view is going to be different. Next, we'll look at E. E stands for expect. Expect differing views to arise during the conversations, and take time to listen as it's important to understand the entire point of view, else you may miss something of importance that could come back to haunt you later in the project. So expect differing viewpoints, but I emphasize, take time to listen, not just hear, but listen so that you understand what that point of view is. Next, we'll look at S. S stands for show, to show respect for the person talking by truly listening and taking notes that can be used in questioning once this person has finished. While you and other participants in this session may be inclined to jump in and offer your views, it's best to note that those things should be held for later discussion, as often your question will be answered prior to you asking. Now let's cover P. P stands for provide. Provide a safe environment for discussion by facilitating the session and controlling outbursts rather than ignoring them, which is encouragement for this type of behavior. The least productive meetings are those where everyone is trying to talk and no one is listening, and collaboration to reach an end goal falls into chaos with no conclusions. So what we don't want is just a big shouting match. Provide that safe environment and facilitate those sessions so that we can control those outbursts. Keep some control. When we look at E, E stands for elicit. Elicit more detail from the session participants about discussion points that seem contradicting or unclear. For example, if there's a discussion that the process takes too long, try to get a better definition of too long and look for a perceived cause. So the underlying or the root cause of why it takes too long. That's what we really want to know. So elicit rather than just solicit information. Next, we turn our attention to C, communicate. Communicate clearly and openly the reasons for the session, pending changes, and expected results of both the meeting and pending initiative for the organization as a whole. Address future actions that need to be taken and set timelines for completion. Communication is key, not only in getting and setting respect, but also in gaining user adoption, user acceptance, and engagement. And finally, we turn our attention to the letter T. Take time to recognize all participants and thank them for their input and involvement. Teach by example that respect shown results in respect given, and that when respect is present in business, great things can happen. I hope you've enjoyed this podcast and invite you to visit our website, www.boblarriveeconsulting.com, where you'll find additional information we provide in the form of blogs, articles, and infographics that are readily available to you. In fact, the points that I've brought about in this podcast are available in the form of an infographic that you can download and share with your business consultant, your business comrades. Until next time, on behalf of Bob Larrivee Consultancy, I'm Bob Larrivee, thanking you for joining us and wishing you a pleasant rest of your day.